Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
We continue the show with a happy birthday shout out to Peyton Krebs, who finds himself back in the city where he starred in junior, and he is 22 today. Of course, he's not the most famous hockey player to be born on this day. Happy birthday, Wayne Gretzky, 62 on this day. But for our focus, we'll keep it on Peyton here and his big opportunity to continue making more of an impact. And I think Marty, you know, he may be less so than some of the others, but he's part of the group that we were talking about right off the top today, as far as, you know, what more can you get out of Krebs, Gergensen's, Olofsson right now? What more can you get from Mittelstadt from a goal scoring standpoint? What more can you get from Jost, who has been really effective, but he's been kind of snake bitten. He hasn't scored in seven games. These are the guys that I think against quality teams like Winnipeg can be big time difference makers. Now, so far on this trip, we've seen a little boost of offense from the defense, which helps offset this concern.
Absolutely. There has been, obviously, Owen Power with consecutive games with a goal. Dahlin with a big blast against Dallas, and that has helped. And that's how the secondary scoring started at the beginning of the season. You got Dahlin that helped, and it seemed like you were getting not so much goals other than Rasmus Dahlin, because on the defense, there's not been a lot of goals other than the big 26. But you were getting production and impact from the blue line, and then it dried up a little bit. So then it was Cousins, Quinn, Paterka. Then that dried up a little bit, and lately it's been Olofsson. So Krebs is one of those where he needs to continue to have an added impact to the game with Gergensen's and Oposo. That line is a very, very valuable line to the Sabres. Now, when I think of Peyton Krebs, I think of future. I think of, like, this year, yes, I love the fire that we see out of him, but I still think there's multiple more steps to his game that will be on display in the future. He's turning 22, right? So give it a couple of years when he's 24, and we're going to say he's still young at 24, and look at how he's able to do, right? So that's one thing. But now we talk about Timo Meier, and I'm like, oh, like, that's such an attractive piece, right? And Who would be involved in a move that could bring Timo Meier over? Mm-hmm. And I know you mentioned the Sabres have done really well with their prospect and their draft pick, and they've stuck the cupboards. And so there is players, even going back to Matt Savoy, right? So you got Lucas Rusek and Isaac Rosen and Matt Savoy, and you got a lot of prospects that you could part ways with, because you've got a group with Quinn, Paterka, and Krebs that I think is that next wave, right? So you can part ways with some of your younger, less experienced prospect that still have a really, really strong big value. Mm-hmm. But there has to be, in my opinion, a roster player that would be involved in something like that, because you would need to make a spot open for top six. And I go back to Mittelstadt and Olofsson, and now I'm like, oh, maybe I don't want to do it, because Casey has shown steps forward in playmaking. Victor has been scoring. So is there cost certainty for San Jose to do it with one of those two players? Probably. Victor still has another year left. Mm-hmm. Casey's not going to be $8.5 million like Timo Meier would be. So maybe there is that opportunity as well. And then it just makes sense to that it opens the door for Timo Meier to be a Sabres long term. But again, it's still a dream, right? I'm still trying to piece it all up. No, it's not Tom Askey playing goalie.
I was going
to
say, yeah.
It is. I expect Lukanen, but it's still a dream right now.
Yeah, but you'd be maybe wrong on expecting Lukanen because my sources are telling me that Eric Comrie has what would typically be the starter's net at the morning skate, and that Anderson and Lukanen are sharing a net right now. So we might be seeing Eric Comrie's return to the crease as early as tonight.
Well, I've been wrong from the first trip of the season when the Sabres went out west in Calgary, Edmonton, and Vancouver, and now they're in considered the west of Canada
Central
with Winnipeg.
Canada. Central.
So, well, anything west of Ontario is in Canada is west. But
yeah, I'll tell that to the Blue Bombers who've appeared in both the east and west divisions in the Canadian Football League. So
also tell that to Winnipeg, who played out east when they were first in the NHL after moving from Atlanta, and they hated it because they're like, we're not an east team. So anyway, it would just be par for the course for me and my goalie prediction this year if Eric Comrie went in. But I did say they have to get Eric Comrie back in net at some point, right? He came back from a month and a half.
Is this called backtracking? What are you doing right now?
I am backtracking, and that's okay. But logically, like, let's be logical here, right? He missed almost 2 months.
You know what the show is? We never claim to bring logic to the table here. Well, our innate ability is to talk nonstop.
We can sometimes bring logic and try to put it together. And I look, 2 months off, 3 games in Rochester, 1 game in Buffalo, and then what? He hasn't played in 2.5 weeks. That was Seattle, right? So that's a long time ago, 2 weeks. Like, you got to get him back in there. And I understand Lukanen has won games and Anderson's won games and played well. But I also think that you've made a commitment to Eric Comrie. He got hurt. Not his fault. He got hurt. He actually battled through when he got hurt in Ottawa, and he's that type of guy. You got to get him back in net to see what you've got and how you're going to move forward after the All-Star break.
What do you mean he battled through in Ottawa?
He got hurt, and then he stayed on for like
long enough to give up a goal.
I know.
And then Anderson came in.
Yeah, he did battle through, though. He's that type of guy. Like, he's not going to cause a ruckus. He's going to work hard. It probably hasn't been easy for him the last couple of weeks, having to wait. And so you got to get him back in there. I wasn't expecting it to be tonight. If it is, you know, some of your inside sources in Winnipeg watching the morning skate are saying, but that could be playing also on, hey, you played here in Winnipeg. Let's get you in there. Let's build the emotional boost that everybody's going to play hard for you, and let's go. Like, that may be what Don Granato is doing as well.
Yeah, I mean, isn't that the obvious overriding reason?
Well, it can't be the only reason why you play people, right? Oh, you played for that team.
No, but
you're playing tonight.
If you knew that there was only one, if there was only one window in all of this for a guy who still hasn't played a lot of NHL games, you have to assume that that was part of the thinking here.
Oh, yes. I have to assume that is part of the thinking. It's remind me of when Jordan Leopold got traded back to Minnesota because this kid wrote a letter wanting his dad to come home. Actually, my son Jacob years ago wrote a letter to Torts wanting me to play here in Buffalo against the Sabres because he was going to be at the game. And because of a little bit of a snowstorm, the family did not travel to Buffalo. So after the game, Torts was like, where's Jacob? I thought he'd be in the room. Sorry, Torts, they never made it. Because so what? I started you because I felt bad and they never made it? I'm like, we won, didn't we? Like, everybody's happy about it.
Let's be realistic now about this.
Okay.
How nervous will Eric Comrie be if he gets this start based on how well things have been going for the team, how long it's been for him between wins? Because forget when he last played. The wins have been really hard to come by. And how does it actually affect the entirety of the group? Or is it just us talking? Like, does this kind of thing affect the skaters in any way?
So funny enough, Duffer, I'm watching Breaking Point on Netflix, right? It's about the tennis players. And in episode two, they actually are talking about how they get nervous in games and they get negative thoughts and all of it. And I will think that as a former goaltender, Eric Comrie is going to be extremely anxious, butterfly-y, nervous to a certain extent playing tonight against the Winnipeg Jets for multiple reasons, but mostly because the team's done well. And it's been a long time since Eric Comrie's had a win in the NHL right now, you know, before his injury and before the 8-game losing streak and all of that. But I'll use my personal experience to kind of give a little snapshot as to how nervousness can work in two different ways, in winning streak and in losing streak. So we start the 06-07 season, right? We started the year 10-0-1. Millsy played like 4 games. I played 1. And then Millsy played another 4 games. And we're in game 9. I remember being on the road. And Lindy says, Marty, you're going tomorrow night. And I'm like paralyzed. Like, I don't want to be the guy that is going to stop this winning streak. But I also want to play. So I'm trying to control this nervous energy that's on me. And we played and I won. We won. I should say the team won. And I remember going on the bus after the game, and Lindy's the first seat coming on the bus, right? And I looked over to Lindy and I said, I have to tell you, this was probably one of the most nervous games that I started in a very long time. And he goes, why? I mean, we're rolling. We're 8-0 and now we're 9-0 or whatnot. And I said, because I didn't want to be the guy to lose that one game that would stop the streak. And I felt like it was a lot of pressure that is not usually the pressure that I faced growing up, because the pressure that you face growing up is a tournament game or a playoff game, and that's a big game, or you face a lot of shots, or everybody's 6, you're playing with 10 players or whatnot, right? Mm-hmm. Like, the pressure of we were winning and I wanted to keep it going was different. This for Eric Comrie is the same thing. Oh my gosh, we're 3 goalies. Oh my gosh, Anderson played well. Oh my gosh, Luukkonen's playing well. We're a point away from the playoffs, or 3 points away from the playoffs, whatever, right? And I'm the one that's going to start. I want it. I want to play. But it's nerve-wracking, mm-hmm. You know? Oh, the 12-13 season that was stopped by the lockout. Yeah. I think I played 6 games that year, 48-game season, right? I played 6 or 7 games. In the last month, Torts would come to me and say, I'm going to play you this week. I'm telling you, I'm going to play you this week. I'll see how it goes. And then I didn't play because we lost the game. And then he put Hank back in the next night. Then the second week, I'm going to play you this week. And then the third week, he's like, I'm going to play you. I almost wanted to say, don't, because at this point, I don't want to now. Like, it was weird. I've never felt that way. Well, also, I was 6 months away from retiring. So maybe that's the thing.
So I'm not sure. It was a beautiful answer about Comrie and nerves in your story. I'm not sure if you answered the skater standpoint. Does it affect the skaters who have consistently been the same 18 skaters here for a while?
Yes, I think it does. In the first 5 minutes, especially, because all we hear about the players after games is, oh, Luukkonen is on a roll. And I watch Luukkonen play and I'm like, okay. Like, there's games where he's played really, really well, and there's games where he's only been average. But the feeling in the locker room is Luukkonen is playing so well. Like, we have so much confidence in him.
But this week we've seen both. So does that alleviate the fact that they haven't been just riding one guy here?
No, because I think they know what they've got in Craig Anderson, and he definitely saved their bacon in Dallas in the first period. But even after that game, I didn't hear the players speak in the same tone as they do with UPL, right? After St. Louis, Tage Thompson, OP's been like just so good. And we have so much confidence that we know we're going to win. And he's been like, so even though, yes, Anderson and Luukkonen have played well in one, for me, it's more the focus on Luukkonen and how the feeling is he's their guy. And Comrie's just trying to get back in there, and it's hard. Mm. So If Eric looks good in the first 5 to 10 minutes, everybody's going to start playing their way and it's not going to matter. But if there's some shakiness there, it's going to affect the rest of the team. Yes.
Well, they have been able to dodge tough stretches at starts of games and ends to games here already on this road trip. We'll see if they get the full 60 tonight from everyone involved, which might well be Eric Comrie in goal. We'll give you an Amherst recap and look ahead for what's going on in Rochester, plus this or that. It's all next on Sabres Live. Stay with us.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.